Okay, I think that we should recommend that instead of requiring a 1 month reserve, that it would be more clear that we require an expense contingency line item be required amounting to 1/12 of the total annual expense.
What does that mean?
In other words,
it basically means a contribution into a reserve fund every year of that amount.
Having a contingency line item expense means that every month you have this built into your budget that there's a possibility that expenses could be higher. And then there's a corollary question. What happens to surpluses at the end of the year? And that is the question that hasn't been answered. So I think it makes complete sense what Marnie has been saying. We should budget for a surplus. Or another way you could look at it is that you should budget, you should just expect unexpected expenses. You should unplan for expenses. So if you could call it a contingency expense line item, at least in my mind, that's very straightforward. And it makes abundantly clear the question of what happens to reserves built up at the end of the year.
I need to get on the stack I need to get on the stack
okay.
on that.
You're after me. Are you done, Jane?
Yeah.
Okay. The KPFK and KPFA budgets do budget for a 1 month in the bottom line by the end of the year. If you look, you'll see it. That's done by including surplus prior year funds. So it's budgeted. We have budgeted to have a surplus of 1 month's reserve in the budget in the year by including those funds in surplus prior year. So to me, that answers the question of whether we budgeted it or not. This question is a deep question about, Ambrose has raised to who reserves belong. Mark has raised that 20% central services is just not enough to grow the network. It is still the case, of course, that the PMB has to approve the budgets of the stations. And this notion of there should just be this sort of what I consider a nondescript and growing cash reserve, to me, what is that eating into? That is eating into the ability to use those monies to meet the mission in the near term. And I don't have any issue with having specific reserves for specific purposes, but the idea of saying we should have an ever-growing a set of reserves for no specific purposes doesn't seem to me wise compared to being able to spend it to do things to meet the mission. Now, there should be, Mark says, no corporation does that. I don't know any corporation, actually, that every year demands of itself to grow its cash reserves sort of indefinitely into the future. It makes decisions about how much of those it will keep in reserve and spend and the rest of it. So, I think that we can, coming forward in this next year, come up with a rational policy where we could deal with our political differences about how to do reserves. But the one thing that Jane said in her report that is really important is the way they're accounted for. The fact that these things are showing up in the bottom line of a budget after something called cash and capital, without any line items that demonstrate payment into specific reserves. We might have a building fund. We might have a severance fund. We might have any number of other reserves. So if somebody at a station says to us, what are we putting this money into? We can answer that question and say what it's used for. I think that to have what is effectively an additional tax on stations in central services, says you build up this reserve and it basically goes to the national board to decide how it's spent. I don't think that's an incentive for stations. The people in the local station area are telling the listeners that we're using this money for this station. We're raising the money for the station. So any policy like this should probably also have an attendant policy on fundraising pitches so that there's no legal issues with doing, with moving these monies around. But the key point is, it is a larger discussion. This discussion is not part of this today's agenda. It's going to take us a little while, and as far as I can tell,
I'll do it before the vote.
I'm sorry, Ambrose? Okay.
It's
going to take us a little while, and I think rather than fighting over it here, we should respect that it's a complex issue, and it will be clarified considerably by dealing with our accounting practices so you can see where the money's going. Marnie's and Mark. And then
right.
we really
and
do need to bring
therefore, that is why, with all due respect, Dave, and I love you dearly, I cannot live with the way you have your point number 7 written. And no, I'm not going to take the time to write a minority report about it, but I have to just state
shall we
that's
withdraw?
Wrong. Then let me continue, because I only got so much time. When I first read Jane's attachment B, and she wrote this a contingency expense item, I about came off my chair. That's not proper accounting procedure. I've never heard of such a thing. With all due respect, Jane, I know what you're getting at, but I've never heard of such a thing. And then, Dave, as far as if one needs to build reserves like for severance at a station level, that's just done just like one builds reserves for bad debt. Those are expense lines that are budgeted. And then you actually fund those reserves
Precisely.
Every month. So I think we've got, Anna, you know, we got some issues here with some of our different understandings of what best practices are and FASB and stuff like that with proper accounting the way it's done and then other stuff.
Precisely.
Mark.
Okay, first of all, I just want to clarify, I did not say corporation, I said enterprise, you know, non-profit as well as profit. For profit, we are in the business of something. And that can be lofty goals, and that can be all of the means that we necessarily need to bring ourselves together, our constituencies, and educate the nation, but that is an undertaking, not a corporation. Secondly, I think that it's a mistake to attempt to wheedle this down to an accounting issue. This is not an accounting issue. Accounting issues are easily solved. This is a philosophical issue. You use the word, Dave, eating into reserves, which once again, I don't see that as. I see it feeding. You see it eating, I see it feeding. It all depends on whose belly you're speaking from. You have to remember that. Secondly, in terms of network goals, there are many. It's not like these reserves, which the station should be able to show it can generate at least one month's reserve, which if you worked for me would be inadequate. But at least that each operating year, which shows that you are generating beyond, you're not doing a break-even budgeting and saying I've got savings in the bank. And what's important about that is because we are a network. We are a network. And there are network goals which we have yet to fund. And there will be more of them. I referenced in a memo I sent to all of you in January, we got together Pacifica Everywhere, two national language programs, and FYO6, all of this stuff, none of it funded. Dropped it as soon as we had a nice little meeting, we all hugged and kissed and said, yes, it's wonderful, and then we went to our respective corners. We are a network, and we need to figure out how to grow that network, and we have to use each of our arms to do so. And then finally, in terms of, you said it's a different discussion, I don't agree. I think this is the heart of the discussion. And we have to decide now, especially with, again, Democracy Now! Contract ending in 2007. We can't even pay for the radio news, which said they needed $450,000 to merge. We dropped it, rather than discuss it further.
That's
the
not
problem.
Accurate.
Well, it is to me.
It's
and so
not
the point
accurate.
Of, all right, well, don't, you know, come on. If I'm not accurate, then you can show me how. But my understanding is that we haven't moved on it. Now, maybe we have, but I missed the report. The reality of it is we have a lot of things before us that we have not funded. We have a lot of ambitions we have documented in terms of these consultants and these kind of retreats that we have that we leave when we leave the retreat. And we need to think about those things. And so if stations generate in an operating year of reserve, then that means that the prior years that are available are something we can talk about in terms of both local and national goals. And I don't see anything wrong with that. To me, that's what a network does. I used to work when I first got out of business school at CBS, and I worked at an O&O, owned and operated station, WBBM in Philadelphia. They didn't get to do anything like that without first looking at the goals of the network. We're a network. Our goals are different. We don't take advertising and all of that, but we're a network. And we have to start thinking of ourselves that way. So I disagree with you. I think we need to go to the PNB for clarification. I don't think it's a different discussion, as you say. I think it is the discussion.
Okay. Who was next? By the way, let me just clarify what I meant. I'm sorry for interrupting, Mark. The status of the FSRN negotiations is that they proposed a governance structure to us that Ambrose forwarded to Mike Martin for review, and we are still waiting to get, I mean, at least the committee is waiting to get that review back. So we haven't, it has been sitting for several months, but it is not that we've dismissed it or aren't moving forward on it.
But let me just say, since you clarified, that in all negotiations I have, particularly about a merger, I do not sit around and wait for Mike Martin or for the party with whom I am seeking to merge to tell me what the terms of the merger will be. I think forward and decide what's beneficial to me and try to angle the deal to that direction. But in order to do that, it's going to take capital no matter how you look at it.
No argument.
Hello,
there.
Patty,
I just
here.
Want to clarify.
All right, back,
I'm off, Lori.
All right, I'm off.
Okay. Patty?
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, like try to, if you could keep order and not just cross-talking because it takes a lot of time and it's very angry producing. So if you could, like, try to, Mr. Chair, please keep the stack. Thank you.
Okay. I think, you know, I'm looking back here to see if there's a way to solve this issue in a way.
I requested that we move the agenda.
Yeah, well, we have to come to agreement about what will be in this appendix, and I'm trying to see if I can address Marnie's concern.
Can we delete 7?
That's what I was just thinking.
Can we say better late than never? It's Sandy. Sorry.
Hi,
about
Sandy.
That. Hey, it's been a long night. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I'm happy deleting 7. Will that solve your problem, Marnie?
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so that will be deleted. And hopefully that gets us to a point where we can agree on the report with all the amendments as proposed.
With the understanding that you're authorized to complete that one, actually both of these attachments for clarity.
Right. Okay. Is there an objection to that? If not, we can move the agenda.
Objectives to what? I'm not sure.
To adopting the report with amendments, as discussed.
Yeah, I'll object.
Okay, then can you call the roll on adopting this report, Casey?
Yes, I can call the roll, but for the purposes of the minutes, I have, I'm going to need somebody to send me an outline of how we're going to get this in.
Yeah.
I mean, what I started out with was add the following sentence after this, and then we kind of digress.
Jane's been taking notes. She's going to send it to the board. I'm going to revise the sections as agreed to.
All right. So the motion is going to read that...
Well, I guess I could just send this to everybody as right now. Let me.
Why don't you do that?
So can the motion read that the report of the NFC to the PNB was adopted by the committee edited as attached?
Yes.
With the understanding that the chair is authorized to further edit attachments B and C.
For clarity and accuracy. And also deleting element 7 or point 7, the reserve and surplus policy.
All right, but if you're, now we're going back to the first section, Dave, the first way of doing it, Dave. Either I'm going to have to put in the minutes each change, we're adding this section, we're deleting this section, or I'm just going to say the motion was to approve the report as attached, with the understanding that the chair may edit for, what are you editing
clarity
for?
And accuracy.
Clarity and accuracy. And
well,
and if that's fine, Casey.
That's my
clarity and accuracy. That's a wild.
Yeah, that could be debatable. That makes me nervous.
The authorizing the chair means the committee trusts me to clarify those things as per our discussion and to correct those things as per our discussion. If people don't trust me to do that, then vote against it.
It's not about trust, Dave. It's about you were saying we're authorizing the chair to clarify. And what was the other word?
For accuracy. Basically, there was accuracy. Yeah. There was.
Can we move forward on this and stop the debate between Mark and yourself, please?
I made the motion. Can I clarify what I meant by clarify?
Please.
There was a little chart that Dave sent around that included the cash analysis for KPFA and KPFK, and early in the conversation, we determined that some of the numbers referenced to KPFA were not correct, and we basically said that those numbers should be adjusted to reflect the fact that they actually did use surplus from prior year in this year's budget, and that was the correction for accuracy that we were looking for.
So basically, why don't you specify correcting for accuracy in the KPFA cash analysis?
And also for some of the headings that were used in that, the titles,
right.
The line descriptions.
Thank you.
You all understand what I'm trying to do in the minutes.
Right,
I'm
so I move that we approve the report as discussed with the understanding that the chair is authorized to further edit attachments B and C for clarity and accuracy.
Okay, will you call the roll, Casey?
No. I'm sorry. I don't understand the motion. What I had was a motion by Adelson that the report from the NFC to the PNB be edited with, one, add the sentence explanations provided by the respective treasurers for the reasons for the delay are attached as Appendix B. Add the sentence, similar efforts by treasurers at other stations were... So then I had about four of these sentences. Then all of a sudden, the changes started being made by Jane, which she'll send them out. So now my understanding is that that report will be attached to the minutes, and that this motion will say that the NFC is approving the motion as attached to these minutes. But, I mean...
You need the exact motion.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be difficult, but I don't feel comfortable calling the roll on a motion that I don't have good words for.
It's illegal.
Jane, can you send the email around with your changes
right
to everybody?
I apologize, Dave, but...
Yeah, Jane's
no,
going
to
send the thing
I'm
around.
Right now.
The motion will be to adopt the report as transmitted by Gatewood to the committee, incorporating agreed upon changes and authorizing the chair to make adjustments to language for clarity and accuracy in the appendices.
Just give me 2 minutes because I want to make sure I'm sending the right thing, okay?
Okay, but that's the motion, Casey.
I thought it was accuracy with respect to a particular thing.
Okay, accuracy with respect to the KPFA cash analysis. Actually, it was more than just the KPFA cash analysis. We'd gotten the, Lonnie sent us the August numbers, so I'm going to incorporate the August projections rather than the July projection.
But we wanted it to match the number of keys, Dave.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So
I'll put a notation that the August numbers reflect the following changes.
Okay, so...
That satisfy, Mark?
Oh, I'm sorry. Huh?
We're going to specify that it's the KPF for accuracy in the KPFA and KPFK cache analysis.
Well, I just think it's important that we know where those adjustments have
right.
been made.
I'm asking, is that okay? Does that satisfy you?
Yes.
Great.
Okay, so the motion to adopt the report is transmitted by Gatewood to the committee, incorporating the agreed-upon changes and authorizing the chair to make adjustments for clarity and accuracy with respect to the KPFA cache analysis and...
KPFK and KPFA cache analyses.
Oh, thank you.
And to delete item 7 of the appendix on surpluses and reserves.
To delete item 7. Sorry, folks. With regard to, I'm sorry, one more
time. Item 7 in the appendix on surplus and reserve.
All right. Sorry. Okay. I'm going to call now. Ready? Tattersall?
Sure, yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Adelson?
Yes.
McFaul is yes. Weinman?
I'll abstain.
Allen?
Off the call.
Bediako?
Yes.
Heffley?
Yes.
Gatewood?
Yes.
Roberts?
No.
And Hicks is off the call. Thank you.
Okay, so with that, we move the agenda. And thank you, Jane and Casey and everybody. The next item on the agenda, the last item on our agenda, is accounting standards. And I want to pass that to Marnie.
I think it's 6:48 here, and I think I'd like to move to adjourn and take this for another day. I'm sorry to wimp out, but aren't we all like, is this time sensitive?
I think it's perfectly suitable for next week's call.
Yeah, I agree.
Is there any objection to adjourning at this point?
Well, can I ask one quick question, Dave? Is it too late to get the treasurer's item into you?
No, please do. I'll be assembling it. I want to get it to Lynn as fast as possible so she has...
Yeah, and I actually, I'm sorry, I do have this...
Hello, this is Patty.
I do have this ready to send out. I'm just double-checking to make sure I'm not sending anything wrong.
Okay, just take your time and
take
send it when we get off the call.
Chair.
Yeah, hang on a sec. I have Patty and then Ambrose. Patty?
I'm sorry. Just one question. Can you just quickly announce how far we are in all our financial reports that we are to have received? Did we receive our quarterly reports from our resolutions that we passed in April? And which of the last of our reports have we gotten, like the monthly reports?
The reports were to be quarterly, and we only got one back in April. We're waiting on that still, and we have just received the August income statement. We don't have a July or August balance sheet yet. Ambrose?
The August balance sheet came.
Oh, the August balance sheet is here?
Is in the same attachments.
Great.
With,
so
yeah.
we're current to August. Yes, Ambrose?
Lonnie said he is transmitting to the committee 2 emails tomorrow.
Great. Thank you.
And when will we get this report? Because, as you know, I'm doing a minority report, and
tomorrow, Mark.
Okay, thank you.
If I call Lynn tomorrow and she can accept it on Monday, I might do it on Saturday instead because I've got a pressing thing tomorrow night. But it won't be any later than the weekend. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Great. All right, so there's a motion to adjourn. Any objection? Folks, I'll see you next week, same bat time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Elaine.